If you want to go to one of the houses, you have to pay. If you want to just walk in the countryside owned by the trust, then you don't have to pay. That's part of the point. It's free. You can go there or walk along by the seaside, by the seashore. That's free. But if you go in a house, you have to pay, because it takes a lot of money to look after the houses. Or you can be a member. 3.4 million people are members. So you pay so much a year, or so much for life, then when you visit, it's free. People give money, and they give properties, or they give objects. Like when they die, they give paintings, or perhaps before they die, or give things like silver or porcelain, valuable things. Legacies, it's when people die, yes, they leave money or goods or property to the trust. There are sales. Most of the houses have a shop, and there are restaurants, usually very good restaurants. That's another attraction. People go out, say, Sunday afternoon to one of the houses and have tea, have a nice English tea. So that makes money. And then we have appeals, that is for something special. So a few years ago, the highest mountain in Wales, Snowdon, was for sale. A part of it was for sale. This mountain had been owned by a private individual. I can't remember if he died or what, but it was up for sale. So the trust thought, right, yes, we should have this mountain so everybody can come. So now Sir Anthony Hopkins, a famous film actor who's from Wales, headed an appeal to raise money. Give some money to the trust, £1, £50, whatever, and we can own this mountain. And that was successful. So this sort of thing happens from time to time. So properties, land, houses, etc., are obtained by the trust purchasing them out of its normal income, its funds, or through an appeal. Or people give their properties outright or through negotiation with the government as tax relief. Now, a common joke in this country is, oh, well, when I die, oh, my house will go to the National Trust. They can have it. Perhaps the National Trust won't want your house. Perhaps it's not interesting. And that's the case. So if anybody wants to give their house, then it has to be checked very carefully. What's interesting about it? Why would other people want to come and look at it? Why would other people pay money to come in and look at it? And how much will it cost to look after this house? How much will it cost to preserve it? Some places need a lot of money. Buildings in particular are expensive to look after. Land is expensive to maintain. If you've got lots of people walking on it, there's degradation, that needs to be taken into account. So who does do all of this? What is the workforce? Well, of course, there are paid directors and national and regional administrators. There are paid land wardens. This is quite a nice job if you like the outdoors. Your job is to go walking in the countryside in your area every day to check whether the birds are happy, the same sort of birds are still there, whether the animals are still there, whether the flowers are flowering properly and so on, whether there's enough water in the river. There are paid house managers. And the people who work in the shops and the restaurant and the gardeners are all paid. So about 6,000 paid staff. Well, that's what it said on the website the other day. Volunteers, now you'll find different numbers for volunteers. You can find much higher numbers. I'll explain that in just a second. And that's what I am. So I'm not paid for what I do for the National Trust. And I act as a room steward. But other people are volunteers and they help in the garden or they help with family events and so on. You could be a volunteer. You could come and have a holiday with the National Trust, as we have what we call acorn camps. They're a week, and you stay in a National Trust place, perhaps an old barn which has been converted in a farm, and you get all your food, obviously your bed, that during the day you do work. Perhaps you work maybe cutting down some dead trees or planting some new trees, or you clear a pond, perhaps where there are too many plants growing in the pond, so the water is not healthy, something like that. So you're usually doing physical work with other people. It can be good fun for a week out in the fresh air. So if we add that sort of volunteer, it would increase the number. The number there refers to regular volunteers. When I was young, when I first came to Reading, I worked outside. I belonged to something called the Reading Young National Trust. And on Saturdays and Sundays, not every week, we went out and say cleared ponds. That's fun. Really dirty and messy. So you put special clothes on, go squelch through the water and sort of clear it. It's good fun. And sometimes we camped over the weekend. But then one day I found I'd cut down the wrong tree. So, oh dear. So I turned to working inside houses. Now, I like history, I like old things, I like beautiful things. So actually I work in three different houses.